a blend of paint and sculpture. It's Art Talk on KCRW. Los Angeles in the mid-1960s stood apart from the rest of the nation in its confluence of desert, ocean, and highway. Those highways also exemplified a time of great development for the region, something the artists of the time took to heart. A lot of those artists were influenced by increased industrialization, producing objects that were completely handcrafted, yet streamlined to appear as being machine-made. KCRW's art critic Hunter Droha-Yoska-Philp went to check out an artist drawing on those principles. She's here this week for Art Talk. Hi, Hunter.
Hi, Steve.
This movement, this style of art is called Finnish Fetish. What does that exactly mean, and what does it look like?
Well, in the 1960s, it was coined by critics in a pejorative way to talk about the work of sort of Craig Kaufman and even Billy Al Bankston and Peter Alexander, and these artists who at the time were so refining the use of acrylic and resin and vacuum form molding because they wanted to create minimalist objects that actually reflected the sky, the environment. Some of them were influenced by surfing. They were certainly influenced by the open spaces here. This is a very important moment in Southern California art history.
Not everybody working with the Finnish fetish, if you will, is of that generation. There are some younger artists who are also taking their cues.
Yeah, Gisela Colon has been looking at this work for decades and evolving out of it. She went to the studio and explored the ideas, especially Judy Chicago, who did something similar at the beginning, sort of layering colored plastic. Now, when you see these works, you would think they were lit from within or that there was an exterior light being shown upon them, which is they embody a kind of color and light that's really very unusual in that when you walk past them or beside them, the color changes. But the color doesn't change because of any kind of lighting. It's a technique that she's developing of layering these colored plastics. And so she's actually done something unique here.
It sounds almost like a hologram or like some sort of gradation. Does she do things any differently than the original pioneers of this art?
Well, they call this blow molded acrylic, and she does the drawings from them. She works with technicians to refine them. And what is slightly different is that I think the earlier 1960s Finnish fetish people are really pretty much coming out of minimalism. A lot of the work is hard-edged. A lot of the work is very reductive, and it's meant to be experiential of that sense of light and space that's so much a part of Southern California. Her work has the same roots and the same motivations in some ways, but it's much softer, and the colors are very opalescent, and she has forms within forms, so that each one has an exterior sort of trapezoidal form, and then within it might be a little lozenge shape, and that lozenge can be covered with silver or gold or color, so you're actually looking through the object, which is mounted vertically on the wall, as well as seeing it, if you can see it from the side as well. They have a dimensionality that is very special for her.
It sounds really neat. It really does. Gisela Colon, the exhibit of Finnish Fetish, is on display at the Diane Rosenstein Gallery in the Hollywood area through February 18th. Hunter Droha-Yoska-Philp with this week's Art Talk. Thank you.
Thank you.